From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Senate is expected to vote this afternoon on Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. Sotomayor is widely expected to be confirmed and make history as the first Latina justice to serve on the nation's highest court. President Obama's nominee has picked up some GOP endorsements, but nearly three-quarters of the Senate's 40 Republicans have said they would vote no, arguing she would let personal bias influence her decisions. If Twitter's offline or working really slowly, you can blame it on a hacker attack. Twitter says it's defending against a denial-of-service attack in which hackers direct scores of computers to a single site simultaneously and prevent legitimate messaging from getting through. Facebook says it's also looking into possible site problems. First-time claims for unemployment benefits in the United States fell by nearly 40,000 last week. That's according to the Labor Department. The decline raised enduring hopes that the jobs market is stabilizing. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
About 550,000 people made initial claims for unemployment insurance last week. Not only was that down from the week before, it was well below the highest number of the recession. That came in March, when first-time claims were more than 670,000. The weekly figures are a snapshot of the labor market. People in government and business watch them closely to try to figure out where the economy is headed. Tomorrow, the Labor Department will release job numbers for July. Analysts expect the jobs market contracted by about 320,000 positions last month. If they're right, it would mark a continuation of a relatively steady decline in job loss since January. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
A judge in New York has blocked an agreement between Bank of America and the Securities and Exchange Commission. Under the deal, Bank of America would have paid a $33 million fine. For member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Graff reports.
The Securities and Exchange Commission had accused the bank of misleading shareholders prior to last December's votes on whether Bank of America should buy Merrill Lynch. Regulators say the bank should have told the shareholders before they approved the deal that Merrill executives could get more than $5 billion in bonuses once the deal was done. Shareholders didn't learn about the bonuses until after they'd already okayed the acquisition. As part of this week's settlement, Bank of America admitted no wrongdoing. The civil case was expected to come to an end with the U.S. District Court in New York signing off on the settlement. But yesterday, a judge declined to approve the fine, saying the agreement leaves serious allegations against the bank unanswered. The court also ruled that the fine may not be in the public's best interest. A hearing on the matter has been scheduled for Monday. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
Dow's down 20 at 9260. You're listening to NPR News. A spate of roadside bombings and a U.S. airstrike have claimed at least 15 lives across southern Afghanistan in the last 24 hours. They include members of a wedding party. Authorities in Helmand Province say at least five people were killed and several others were injured Wednesday when their tractor hit a mine on the way to a wedding party. Hours later, a U.S. helicopter fired on suspected militants in Kandahar province. A court in India's financial capital, Mumbai, has sentenced three people to death for bombing in 2003, which killed more than 50 people. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
A married couple and another man were sentenced under a special anti-terror law. They were found guilty last week of bombings at a crowded market in Mumbai and a popular seafront just outside the city's Taj Mahal Hotel. The hotel was one of the places targeted last year in a series of attacks. The public prosecutor said the death penalty was justified because of the nature of the crimes. He said it will send out a message that India will severely punish all those found guilty of terrorism. India says the bombings nearly 6 years ago were planned with the help of Lashkar-e-Taiba, an outlawed group in Pakistan. New Delhi maintains this organization also played a key role in last year's attacks, which killed more than 160 people. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Britain has buried its last surviving veteran of World War I. Harry Patch died July 25th at the age of 111. Today, hundreds of people line the streets of Wells to watch Patch's flag-draped coffin carried to Wells Cathedral in Somerset. This is NPR.